Okay, so in other words, what we say goes, meaning that what we desire, meaning like if we want more of the ego, that's what we're going to get. If we're ready to go beyond the ego and explore higher reality consciousness, and that is our heart's desire, then that is what we're going to receive more of. Like, it's really a this or that. It's really, they're saying, like, there's literally no more time delay. So when I'm saying no more time delay, the energy that's running through for us, like, it's already happening. The second you say yes, by the time, like, the S, you know, like your Kundalini serpent snake is finished hissing, you're already beyond it. So that's the quickening that's occurring, like at top speed. They're really trying us to get that there's no more need to be sensitive. There's no more need to cry helpless and pity. Meaning that the more that we can just simply decide to be strong, you know, it's almost like we're all multiple personality. It was really funny. It was like there's a client that's like, this person has multiple personality, and I'm thinking we all do. You know, like, you're not telling us anything we don't already know. We really do. We're not really just this one being that we think we are. It's like we function out of our many sleeves. They want us to receive that, functioning out of our many sleeves. So it's almost like going into the dressing room. And it's like, do I want this blouse? Do I want that blouse? Well, I tried on that one already. So it's almost like, if I try on any more, they're all going to be the same fit. They're all going to be the same style. And quite frankly, they're all too small. So it's almost like going for a certain kind of guy. And it's like, I've already dated that one. It has a different name, but has the same energy. So it's like, I've already tried that on. I don't need to fix anyone. You know, that would be my personal history. But it's sort of like, I'm done. I'm complete. So we all get that in terms of our linear focus. You know, I don't want to be someone's mother anymore. I want to be equal. I want a nice friendly balance going on. So we get that for the linear. What we're doing is instead of a linear motion where we're just having a linear life that's interesting. So I go to therapy to heal my codependency so I have a healthier relationship. That's good. But that's still driving the past forward to the present. That's still identifying as the body. In order to be happy, I must have another body present, because that's the ultimate. That's the ultimate experience, having the like ultimate love relationship. Yes and no, because that's often very beautiful because it mirrors someone. But the one you want to mirror is one that's not incomplete without another body. What you want to mirror is the life one, meaning your full abundance, your full halo, your full happening. So they're saying that those that still want, you know, like that partnership in life, you can have it, but not if you think you're empty without it. In other words, you're not going to receive it from this point on unless you're traveling well. Well is abundant, full, I'm in alignment myself. So if I lose a life partner, a relationship, if I lose my well, my money dry, stock market crashes, if I lose my health temporarily because where I'm still detached from myself is crying out help. So in other words, like any of the linear categories that we tend to think are problematic, we are the healer. We have everything we need inside to heal naturally. And when I said that, it became a treat. So you may have heard the story about that they're sending me chlorophyll tablets. I'm feeling very tree-like lately. But the idea is, you think a tree of life. So anyone that studied that, that's all very true. So that's what we're coming into alignment now and really discovering our many branches of healing, really discovering our many branches of wellness, of transformation lifestyle. So they still have the camera off. But what's been happening the past couple of times is I just start buzzing, and it's almost like, what would you call it? Dun, 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 dun. Like the inside of a washing machine. So imagine it's horizontal and it's just going at top speed. So it's turning. So your energy is being purified, is what they're saying, at last, because you're receiving the inner plot. In other words, you're receiving the inner drive. When I'm looking at you, I feel like I'm washing my windows. Like I feel like I'm just clearing, you know, your energy so that you can receive this light, so that you can receive this abundance, so that you can receive, you know, you're like your homecoming. So when they're saying homecoming, we all thought we were already home, right? You know, like, I'm home. Should I put up this picture? Should I buy the picture at Target or Walmart, or maybe should I paint a mural? But it's like we already thought we were home. So we just keep rearranging like the dust bunnies. They're saying the bunny dust. They always do things backwards. They're explaining that. If you've ever noticed, when they bring forth messages, it's very poetic. It's to help us change our mind. Because when we're listening to the words, when we're listening to the verbiage, we're expecting some. In other words, we know correct grammar. So if they say it exactly right, we stay asleep. But if they switch it out some, if they honor like the higher tempo, it reverses the order. In other words, we're not allowed to use the remembered past. So remember, we have the synapses and the pineal gland and all that. So that's running dry. That's coming to a complete stop. So when they come in with this love urgency, they're helping us turn on that light. In other words, they're helping that spiritual DNA like connect fast. So when they reverse the kind order, so they say like word sequences out of order, you kind of really have to pay attention. You kind of really have to wake up. You can't stay unconscious. And they're like, it's almost like they're struggling in a way. It's not that they're concerned or they really feel pain, but they're kind of like exploring, I should say, like different ways to kind of massage this light in so that we take this highest value. So now here we go again. So that spinning cycle, again, it's almost like I have one of those firm up things where, you know, I put in my hand, so I'm nice and warm. So like the feeling I have, like, it's weird, but it's like that part of my field feels promoted temporarily. Like I feel enlightened over there in a very strange way. So that energy is being imparted like double. In other words, it's being passed on kind. It's being headed your way in mass. So in mass is, you know, we may not see you for a week. We may not see you for a while. So here's all that you need until you come back again. In other words, everything you can possibly need. You are not going to get further than the energy that was just offered to you. So you have enough and a good a mile to eat. So it's like you have lunch and then you have a snack. And you even have a couple of bites till your next dinner meal. So you have enough to travel well. What we're learning to do is to travel in our inner well, in our deeper recesses, in our light supreme. So we want to remember, going back to the home analogy, that we thought we were already home. And it's like, well, you know, let me decorate it this way. So what we want to remember the tree of life, in that we're bringing in new life that we were previously unaware. That is so significant, because we still think we know where we're going, even the cream of the crop. I mean, unless you're fully awakened, your mind keeps wanting to, like, it's like walking a dog that always wants to lead. You know, it's just their, you know, like, that's their nature. I will lead. That is my job. You know, and it's like, okay, mister. So the thing is, that's the ego no more. In other words, the ego wants to be more. I know this is great. Here's how it's going to do it. You're going to use that person and that person. I'm going to sell this. I'm gonna, like our mind is already exploring, but we want to remember our mind still is not well. In other words, it doesn't know our eternal fate. So until we're finally on top that we can see the entire territory, we actually don't know exactly what we need yet. We don't know exactly what's right yet. So what relationship, what spouse, what part of the country, what like all of this is still under the human nature guise. In other words, it's still under the wrong authority in some respects. So we want to lighten up, and we want to do that more rapidly than we've ever tried. And so here goes this energy again. And when I keep running that energy, running? I mean, when I say running, it's like turbocharge. and they're asking me to keep up to the energy. They want me to like keep communicating. I have to release anything that I would define as a fear. And so it's like my human self is like, oh, I'm going pretty fast. What's going to happen now? Will I be ready? That's the fear that's surfacing. So they're asking me to apply sunshine, and they're asking me to apply grace. Now, we're doing this for the final performance at last. I mean, in other words, everyone's awakening, everyone's ascension. It's already here. So you don't have to think, well, it happened, am I ready? It's like you've already passed. You want to breathe a sigh of relief about that. It's already here. It's already promised. You graduated by saying yes. You are already well in parts. Meaning there's an aspect of self that's already advertised, meaning the masters are already receiving you in your awakened performance, in your awakened stance, in your awakened a tapestry. In English, it's like our consciousness, our energy is part of the tapestry, but those that are awakened, it's like they see our awakened light. So they see our true hello. Our true hello is our soul already said yes to awakening. So that's already well now. We want to feel that. We want to drop any angst of pressure, of trying. The trying is actually going to hurt us. It's not a trying, it's disassembling our memory of what it is that we think we want and who it is that we think we are. So remember, we thought we were already home. We thought we knew who we were. Now we're ready to go exploring. So what they've been sharing, and they offer it to me because I don't know if it's like Scooby-Doo memory or something, but it's sort of like someone who's in that human. So it's like human consciousness, God consciousness. So they're like, just see them like in their cosmic form. It's almost like Pokemon in the evolved form. If you're a mom and you remember that, or you're currently experiencing that. But for me, it's sort of like human Carmen, cosmic Carmen. So when I see cosmic Carmen, I'm going to step out for a second, and then we'll get to personal messages. But there's a store near me called Five Below, and I have all these beautiful, obviously not real, because $5, but these crystal hangings. So all of a sudden, when I went there the other day, they had them, but in a circle, and they're like, you have to switch it out. And I'm like, but you know, because now I have 5 plus, you know, I'm counting how many I have. But they're saying to me, you have to remember them well now. So what it was is when I sit on my porch now, I see everybody from group and people that come in, of course, but I see the circle. So I see you well, I see you in wholeness. And when I do that, I get this flash of light. And that flash of light is your destiny. It's your Christ itself. So that's already here. It's sort of like it's a surprise to our mind because, how would I say that? Like our mind remembers the distant past when this used to take a long time, meaning, you know, that's reserved for people that have been in caves for 30 years, whatever. That's actually not the problem. That's the ascension, like allotment grace. You know, that's the You know, we're in this new cycle. That was the whole destiny. The I am dictated that. It's like, okay, you know, you had fun exploring. It's almost like little kids running around. And because the moms or dads, you know, are setting up things to eat, but now we're ready to eat. So now it's like, okay, come on, this is what it's really about. So that's basically what we're doing now. But they're saying we're waking up the sky. So we want to remember we've already passed simply because we never left. They're saying, do you get that now? We passed, meaning there's an awakened aspect of us, because when the ascension grace was distributed, we said yes to it because it's sort of like that matching game. Yep, I have one of those. Yeah, I'll take that. Yes. Like, do you want any? We're coming by. And we recognized it well. So it wasn't a conscious decision. We want to remember, as they say, there's only a small part of us that actually communicates with each other verbally. There is so much more happening at every admission, meaning every time we show up, in the physical or not, by the way. So anyway, we have that awakened stance because that's actually who we are. That's our greatest ancient memory. It's who we are. So when it's being offered well, meaning it's being like highly exposed, easy to partake of, yep, we have it. So we're not trying to awaken. What we're trying to do, they don't want me to say try, of course, but we're surrendering what we thought was our very best. So we're still trying to have this linear life. You know, I still want to see the seven wonders of the world. I still want to get a relationship, like whatever your bucket list is. But you're forgetting the highest exploration. You're forgetting the true explore. And so now we're learning the lessons of the light. So it's sort of like they're trying to get us into our mystery school seats already. You're not trying to find it. You've already been in class. So this is not going to be we're trying to duplicate the past. We've already done that. And as we all know, even that didn't work out right. They're saying, it's almost like we're in church. Can we get an amen on that? So in other words, the past is not what we're trying, not what we're going for. So just think about continuing fashion. There's more than that which we've seen. So when they talk about the grand finale, now we understand how much we're growing. So this is it. You know, we tried Atlantis, we tried ancient Egypt, like we tried it all, and we were there for all of it. And so we don't want to be like so mesmerized by that anymore. They're saying that's ego too. It's like, to bottom line it, and then we're going to go to messages. This is, you know, they're saying, you know, people always like, you know, the answers to the practical questions. This is very practical as well. Because when you agree to your sunshine, you agree to your power, and you step out of the need for time. You step out of the struggle at last. That's the mystery school special that's on like the menu for lunch. And they're saying, please enjoy, please partake, because that's happening for those that are ready. And that is what's being discussed with each of you morning, noon, and night. I guarantee it. So they're trying to get you, in summary, look to a new direction. And that new direction, how would I say it? It's almost like, should I be a nail technician or should I go to beauty school and be a hairdresser? And then deciding on a field like completely 180 degrees opposite. It's like that. So it's something where we don't know what's right. They want us to receive that. There's something about that kind of we bow to our higher certainty. That's where they want us to graduate to. That we're all agreeing to step up to our highest light, to our highest signage, to our highest complete status. Our highest complete status is we're already awakened. So that awakened aspect of self already knows what's right to get us to that last step at last. So they're saying, here's the final note. Here's the PS. Here's a mwah. Without any further delay, in English, my loves, we all have various lesson plans. We have one that gets us there the fastest. So it's like, which do you choose? You know, how much suffering must you possibly insist upon? We want to remember, they will get there, I promise. But I knew they were going to enter 22 after, so funny. They have a certain objective that they want us to know. So in other words, that is our certain, because once we understand that, then we are the master energy, and then it's like our divine plan is activated. So basically, it's like you're kind of slow poking until you say yes to your divine certainty. It's on the table. So in other words, conscious will, conscious choice. Receive, receive, receive. I almost feel like okay, that's the offer. So cute. But I'm just going to say that it's not like a car salesman offer, like, oh my God, the pressure's on. Like, and I just feel like I need to share this from the heart. 22, there you go. I knew that. I want to share this from the heart. There is so no judgment on that side. So if you decide to take 2 years and then be ready, if you decide to have like the worst hangover night, you know, bachelorette party night in the world, and then be ready, like there's so no judgment. If you just get on the plane, if you're like, okay, let me just have one more whatever, and but then I'll be there next Thursday. If you show up in 5 years, like, it's really your treat, meaning like it has to be a soul delight, because when push comes to shove, it's really just, they want to say this, it's really just between you and the higher stairs, meaning like you call the shots on how fast you go, but they just want to like, and notice who's here and who isn't, which I find a little interesting. It's like, but the others are here to other certain degrees. And in other words, they're busy at their best. They're finishing. And they want to say that to those that are going to be listening a little bit later, where you're finishing your very assignment. So in other words, either you're at the base getting your instruction, or you're finishing your assignment and then you're getting your instruction, but you're all part of the same graduating class. So that's really what they want to emphasize, and that's what they want us all to try on, that we've been like really avid seekers, they're saying, in really seeking that highest performance glance. And we literally can have it overnight. So like, just know that bounty, that like eternal support, it's ongoing. It's ongoing. It's really when we're amused, in English, when we remember to return. So that's what they want us to remember. That's what they're leaving us with. There's only love. Again, anytime we feel ashamed to return because we've taken too long, or we went back to the wrong guy, or whatever it is, it's like it's only our own shame on our side to face and sprinkle some love. So in other words, anything that shows up, because we're all holding a lot of light, so we're going to see what is not light now that's still in our medicine cabinet. And so anything that's expired, anything that's not serving us, it's out of here. So don't be afraid of it. Don't let anything stop you. Really, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get that service connection, staying open with all of us at last. Receive, 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 and so it is.